This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. The White House says it's going to create a new military branch by 2020. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president sums it up with a tweet, Space Force all the way. His administration says the time's come to create a military service devoted to ensuring American dominance in space, where Vice President Mike Pence says nations like China and Russia are making advances.
Our adversaries have transformed space into a warfighting domain already.
The president wants the Space Force to be a separate but equal military service. It's a complicated and pricey prospect, one Congress would have to approve. The administration says it'll outline a budget next year. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Authorities are urging evacuation for people in the path of an arson-caused wildfire that's exploding south of Los Angeles. Dozens of wildfires continue to burn in California. Australian firefighter Leigh Hender says he's struggling with the California terrain as his teams work to put out multiple fires.
Although we have similar sorts of elevation back in Australia, we don't have the gradient increases that they are here. The terrain seems to be very, very steep.
Extremely dry conditions along with record heat are fueling these fires. A furious federal judge has threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of court after learning that two asylum seekers, a mother and daughter, were being deported on a plane back to El Salvador. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the government to turn the plane around. The woman is a plaintiff in a lawsuit filed this week by the American Civil Liberties Union against Sessions over his recent decision to stop granting asylum to people who've been facing domestic and gang violence. Sullivan also issued an emergency order halting the deportation of any more immigrants as he considers whether he has broader authority. This is VOA. The parents of U.S. First Lady Melania Trump have been sworn in as U.S. citizens, an upgrade from their previous status as permanent residents. They took the citizenship oath Thursday in New York City. The attorney for the Slovenian couple, Michael Wilds, tells reporters the couple applied for citizenship on their own. He didn't specify whether this meant the NAVs had been sponsored by their daughter, Melania.
Citizenship was just awarded to Victor and Maya Knaus. They have travailed a wonderful journey, like most have, millions have, in getting citizenship and waiting the requisite period of time.
President Donald Trump has spoken out against family-based immigration, the process by which a family member living legally in the United States may sponsor another family member who wishes to move to the U.S. Trump has said the process, which he has called chain migration, allows potential terrorists to enter the U.S. Officials in the U.S. capital of Washington, D.C., and in neighboring states of Virginia are bracing for the first anniversary of a white nationalist rally that exploded in deadly violence. Washington Police Chief Peter Newsom reminded demonstrators that carrying firearms without a license is prohibited in the city.
The rules for First Amendment assemblies in Washington, D.C. have always been the same. Assemblies of any the law allows for First Amendment assemblies of any kind. The law does not allow for injury to persons or destruction of property, and neither one of those behaviors will be tolerated.
Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser said Thursday she signed an order to escalate emergency operations in preparation of the rally that is scheduled to take place Sunday in a park across the street from the White House. The number of people who died after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico last year is far greater than previously reported. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
For the first time, Puerto Rico is quietly conceding that Hurricane Maria killed more than 1,400 people last year, and not just the 64 in the official death toll. The government acknowledged it in a report to Congress this week in which it laid out its reconstruction plan for the island. Hurricane Maria hit in September of last year, and Hurricane Irma 2 weeks later. They knocked out power and water and caused widespread flooding that left many sick and elderly people unable to get medical treatment. I'm Rita Foley.
A Muslim civil rights organization says it plans to file a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the federal government's terror watch list system. A senior attorney says the group plans to file the lawsuit Wednesday in federal court. I'm Lori London, VOA News.